Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Help I Sexted My Boss Advent Calendar. Normally, this is a podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, but this December, every day up until the big one, William and I will be your Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas. We might not agree on every Christmas tradition, but there will be plenty of advice and festive fun along the way. I'm Jordan North, and with me is the UK's leading etiquette expert, William Hansen.
Yes, I'm more short crust pastry, whereas Jordan's more short half cut and pasty.
I shake your hand.
I was very happy with that.
Especially at this time of year. Yeah. I'm very half cut and pasty.
Yes. But I mean, a pot kettle pasty, but you know.
Yeah.
I felt good that I should do that. How funny.
What have we got on today's episode? Tell everybody how they can get in touch.
We're going to discuss mince pies. But before that, if you have anything that you want to tell us, to share with us this Christmas, help@sextedmyboss.com or Instagram @sextedmyboss. And we all, of course, we love it if you could tell a friend about the Help I Sexted My Boss Advent Calendar. The more people we can help to have a proper Christmas, quite frankly, the better. Before we do talk about mince pies, Jordan, get your cracker out.
It's time to start the episode with a Christmas cracker joke. Jordan's little cracker.
Are you going to win this thing? Because yeah. I seem to have pulled it a bit hard.
Oh, you won again.
Oh, it didn't snap. It didn't snap.
Oh, how do you...
Oh, shit.
Oh, did that hit you?
Fine, back on my hand.
Oh, I love it when you swear. Okay, last time we pulled a cracker, we might have set the alarm off.
What's the toy?
I set a...
What's that?
A mystery calculator. It looks like a drug deal, that. I think someone's give us...
A mystery calculator? Who wants a mystery calculator?
Oh, what the hell is this? What a shite Christmas cracker. I don't know what that is.
No.
Okay, the joke. Ho, ho, ho. What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the ordinary alphabet?
I don't know.
The Christmas alphabet has Noel. Noel.
Noel.
I don't...
Yeah, because you are the correct pronunciation of Noel is Noel.
Very good.
That's a clever joke. I don't object to that.
No.
That's quite funny. Shall we tuck into today's topic?
Yes, please.
In every sense of the word. It's mince pies.
Yes.
Now, do you like a mince pie?
I never used to.
Okay.
But I do now, yeah.
Well, I've bought some along with us today from my favourite supermarket.
I can't have one now.
Why?
Because I don't eat before 12 o'clock.
Oh, shush.
Have I changed? No, I can't.
I can't pretend I've made these.
Oh, they look great.
My mother makes a very good mince pie.
Does she make them?
She always makes them.
They're from Waitrose. Do you like them warm with a bit of cream on?
I do, yes. A little bit of rum butter.
Oh.
Yes, which normally we only have for the Christmas pudding. So after Christmas, I can then put them on the mince pies. Because we won't have rum butter before. It's nice. Would you like one?
For the sake of the podcast, I will. This is my first mince pie of the year.
Your first mince pie of the year? I wish it was mine. I might have had a mince pie in November.
Oh, did you?
Or six. But it was a packet. They were on offer.
Okay.
Please have your mince pie. Mm. I shall have a mince. Is that nice?
So sweet.
Have you had that brand of mince pie before?
I don't know if I have, you know.
I think they're quite good ones. You can get all sorts of funny mince pies. Mm. You can get sort of ones without tops on. You can get ones with other types of stuff in, small ones. But this classic luxury mince pie is the way forward.
I never used to like them, but I'd say over the past few years, I love them now.
Do you like Christmas pudding?
Don't think I've ever had it.
What? I would have made you one.
I don't think I've had it. We have a trifle.
Well, I mean, hold the front door.
What?
We'll have to talk about this when we talk about Christmas puddings, assuming we're talking about Christmas puddings at some point. Well, do you want to know about mince pies and where they
come
from?
Yes, please, because they used to actually have mince meat in them, didn't they?
Yeah, well, yeah, sort of. As we know now, it is filled with a mixture of dried fruits and spices, which is called mince meat. And it was always served during the Christmas season in much of the English-speaking world, so it's not an exclusively English thing. We can trace the ingredients to which century, Jordan?
The Victorian times.
That is not the answer for everything. It goes way back before then.
16th century.
13th century.
Oh, wow.
Yes, good very God. Old. When returning, European crusaders brought with them Middle Eastern recipes. So technically, the mince pie is from the Middle East, technically. I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch, but it has Middle Eastern origins. It contains meats, fruits and spices, and the spices are there to represent, think about the Christmas story.
Jesus.
Ish, yes. Who visited him?
The three wise men.
Exactly. And the gifts that they brought, the gold, frankincense and myrrh.
What is myrrh?
He won the X Factor or became second or something like that. Very I think good. I don't know. Looks good in tight trousers. I have no idea. Mince pies at Christmas were traditionally shaped in an oblong shape originally before they went round. And the oblong shape represented, think about Jesus. What was he in as a baby?
A manger.
Exactly.
What did people do before Wikipedia?
Exactly. This wasn't Wikipedia. It was another website. And the early mince pie was known by several names, including mutton pie, delicious, shrid pie, great, and Christmas pie. Have you ever had a Christmas pie?
Don't know if I have. No. I think I have had Christmas pudding, you know, come to think of it. I just don't think I like it.
So those are mince pies, and they're still with us today.
Let's have a game now of mince or mints. Okay.
Right.
So you've got to work out if I'm saying mince or mint.
Right.
Okay. So mince as in
this
mince
is where
pie.
You save all your worst radio ideas for this podcast.
Mince as for a mince pie or mince as in refreshing mince.
Okay. Okay. Do I need to close my eyes or something?
No, I'll put my hand over my mouth. Oh, no. Yeah, you close. Oh. Okay. Mince.
What a terrible game this is.
What am I saying?
Say it again.
Mints.
As in pie.
No, I'm saying mints.
I mean, they sound the same.
Okay, you do it. I'll put your hand over.
Mints.
Say it again.
Mints.
You'll say mints as in what you put in your mouth.
Well, you put both of them in your mouth.
Well, mints in refreshing mints.
Correct. Well, that's because I have better diction.
Gene Devers, if you're on your way into work whilst listening to this podcast, please have a game of mints or mints in the office. I'm telling you, people are...
It'll kill seconds of your working day.
Mints.
Say it again.
Mints.
As in pie.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Wow.
When is it acceptable to start eating mince pies?
Well, when they go on sale, which is, well, normally about August, but I would say late November. One or two. But you shouldn't have too many. You should just sort of ramp up.
How many is too many mince pies?
They in a day? Great.
Yeah.
I have been known to do six in a day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That might have been the other week. But, no, it wasn't. I did three across 2 days.
And any tips on how to zhuzh up your mince pie? I'd say put them in the microwave. I don't have one for like 20, 30 seconds with a bit of cream on. Great.
Yes, but then if you're going to do that, you have to have them with a fork and a spoon.
Yeah.
You can't eat them.
And take the foil off.
I did actually, years ago, back in the day.
Have one, go on.
I did a whole segment on This Morning about how to eat a mince pie. I've never been trolled more in my life.
Why?
If I'm honest. So I was working with a supermarket, not this one, and I was on to talk about that. But I was saying you should never serve any mince pie, pre-bought or homemade, if it's imperfect. So if it's got, you know, sometimes they already have a crack in them. Don't serve them because they will crumble immediately. So if you are eating them standing up at a party, that'll be very messy. So avoid eating a cracked mince pie. It needs to be completely perfect. And you should remove them from the foil if you're going to put them on a plate.
Oh, okay.
Or a paper case if you've put them in a paper case at home.
Take a bite.
But I'm fasting as well.
Why are we such London media? How is it?
I love that.
It's delicious, isn't it?
I love everything sort of like Christmas cake, Christmas pudding, mince pies. I love it all. Oh, I got into Stollen. Do you do Stollen?
My precious. Is that what that is?
No.
Oh, that's Gollum.
Stollen is sort of, it's a bit like a Christmassy Simnel cake, is probably how I would.
My precious Simnel cake.
It's quite a good impression for
you. Thank you. Excuse me.
It's sort of got a bit of icing on top sometimes, or dusted sort of icing sugar. And then it's sort of marzipan-y, fruity. Oh, it's lovely. Little Stollen bites.
What's the Italian one that's a...
Panettone.
Panettone.
That's very nice. Panettone bread and butter pudding is one of my festive specialities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's nice. But obviously more traditional in Italy. But we have it over here now. What have you learned today, Jordan?
I've learned that mince pies are absolutely delicious. And ideally, they should be around all year round.
Mm.
Look at him now. He's had one bite. He's broke his fast. I hope Mikey doesn't know. Because I know it's Mikey that's put you on this fast. Is he eating again? Is he bloody... He never bloody stops. He's like a pig at a trough. Jordan, he's not allowed to eat before 12 o'clock. I've told you. Bloody Christmas mince pies. Christ alive. Want to get him down that aisle. Have to bloody roll him down. Sorry, Mikey. No offence.
None taken. We'll see you tomorrow.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.